Hello, this is Inside the World Economic Forum. I'm Michelle Mishler.
And I'm Michael Hanley. We're back from our annual meeting in Davos. Discussions on the future of capitalism and the Eurozone, along with the big name participants, dominated the headlines. But what many don't cover when they're at the annual meeting is what goes on behind the scenes and the participants who don't have such big names but are doing great things.
Today's podcast is dedicated to some of those participants. The Schwab Foundation was launched in 1998 with the purpose of promoting entrepreneurial solutions and social commitment with clear impact on the grassroots level. Now, every year around the world, various businesses are selected and awarded with the Social Entrepreneur of the Year Award.
We brought you the finalists of the Swiss Entrepreneur Awards a few weeks ago. Today, we introduce you to some of our international winners.
In 2006, Eli Baer founded United Hatzalah, which provides life-saving medical assistance after an accident, even before the arrival of an ambulance.
Well, I founded in Israel a group of 1,700 volunteers who are spread all around Israel and are there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They would leave any time of the day, literally 3 o'clock in the morning, if someone in their vicinity is having a heart attack or choking or is in stress or in a car accident. The group that we, it's like a network of people who everyone has a job or everyone does something else for a living, but they volunteered their time and they're professional paramedics and doctors. And every time something happens, they just jump out of their home, they jump out of their work, leave everything they're doing, and they go save other people's lives. And this network treats around 200,000 people a year and saves around 40,000 every single year. So it's an amazing network, which our response time is 2.5 minutes from a time of an incident. Well, I think, if you think about it, for the thousands of years, people were always involved in creating their own business. Everyone wants to open his little store, his little company, he wants to make some money for himself. He wants to buy a nice house. He wants to buy a nicer car and maybe have 2 cars or 3 cars and another house and another boat or whatever it is. I think this whole social entrepreneur thing that Schwab Foundation started, it's amazing because it gets people to understand that the world is not surrounding only about yourself. You have to really think about others. You can't just all day think about other, yourself. You have even get to have 10 jets. What's going to help you? If you have the ability to do something that could help others, go for it. And you are, that's what's going to change the world. Really, if you only going to take care of yourself, this world's going to be a bad place. But if we have more and more people who say, you know what, I am going to be a social entrepreneur. I'm going to go ahead and find something that could help the entire world, not only help myself. Because at the end of the day, everyone wants to help themselves. If we get more and more people to get involved with social entrepreneuring, this whole world will look like a better place. Well, everyone has a job. Everyone that's involved with especially what I'm doing, Hatzalah, United Hatzalah of Israel, everyone has his own business. I do real estate, but I'm not here for real estate. I didn't even talk to anyone about real estate. I want to get more people involved with United Hatzalah, with the organization that I'm involved with. I want people to understand that what I'm doing could be done everywhere in the world. I want to teach people what I did in Israel, that they could copy it and be anywhere in the world. And the World Economic Forum is the best tool to do that. And I also want to get people who like what I'm doing and want to help out to meet me and to meet what I'm doing. So it's really, I want to give and get to the cause. I want more and more people in the world every single year. People die for nothing. Millions and millions of people die from small heart attacks, from choking, from car accidents. They could be saved. If we create a better environment where people want to volunteer, where people want to create social entrepreneurships, this whole world will change. And this is the right place to do it. Meeting people here in the World Economic Forum, I met, in a few other forums we had in China and in Morocco, amazing people. Everyone that's involved with Davos, with the World Economic Forum, with the Schwab Foundation, has to be a good person.
Wendy Kopp founded Teach for All in 2007 with the goal of expanding educational opportunity internationally.
I just think our world is becoming more and more complex, faster and faster moving, and the problems and challenges that face us, whatever the realm, seem to grow and grow. I think, you know, I guess from our vantage point, we see, you know, millions and millions of kids growing up in poverty who really don't have the educational opportunities necessary to set them up to, you know, contribute meaningfully to society's growth or to, you know, live fulfilling and productive lives. And I guess, you know, I believe that, you know, we need a new model for education. And what we've seen over the last, you know, 20 years since I've been part of this work is that we can have it, that actually we can provide kids who face the challenges of poverty with an education that truly transforms their educational outcomes and life outcomes. And so I guess I think that the theme of Davos is absolutely appropriate. We need a great transformation. We need new models. And the key lever in getting there is transformational leadership. You know, ultimately we need leaders at every level of policy and at every level of the education system and across societies who understand, you know, the need for change, the possibility for change, and who will act boldly for the kind of truly transformational change that we need and that we know is possible. I'm looking forward to contributing, you know, our message. You know, when I think about the greatest challenges facing our world, you know, at the core of every one of them is education, you know, and you just imagine a world with, you know, growing educational disparities and declining educational outcomes. And every other problem that we face becomes bigger, from security threats to health threats to environmental degradation to economic, you know, crisis. And yet you imagine a world where educational levels are rising and disparities are closing, and really our whole global welfare becomes stronger. So I think we need to talk a lot more about education and really step back and ask ourselves, how are we going to make a whole different level of commitment to achieving not just incremental change in education, but the kind of transformational change that we need and that we see lots of evidence is possible. So I'm looking forward to contributing that message wherever I possibly can. Well, the core principle of Teach for All is that we need to channel nations' most promising future leaders, their top talent, against the issue that we believe is most fundamental, the quality of education and the equity of educational outcomes. We've seen that, you know, educational disparities are a pervasive problem, that actually the nature of educational disparities is so similar from country to country. And so there's so much that's shareable about the solutions. And, you know, at Teach for All, we're envisioning the day when we have kind of ever-accelerating movements in countries all over the world that are growing faster and faster and experiencing greater and greater levels of success because they're informing each other. We're in 23 countries, and in each of those countries, there are independent organizations that, like Teach for America or Teach First in the UK, which started 10 years ago, are calling upon their most outstanding recent college graduates, people of all different academic disciplines, all different career interests, to channel their energy towards the effort to ensure educational opportunity for all, initially through committing 2 years to teach in high-poverty communities, and then taking the perspective and experience and convictions they gain and working for fundamental educational change for the rest of their lives. You know, the idea of Teach for All is to support, I mean, our mission is clearly to accelerate the impact of this model. And so we're working to help the 23 organizations that have already launched get much bigger and much better. And at the same time, we want to be responsive to the growing interest and kind of demand that we see all around the world. So, you know, we don't have a set goal, but we're projecting that we'll be in at least 50 countries in by 2015. Social entrepreneurs get used to hearing, or maybe they aren't yet used to hearing no. I mean, you know, I think you have to get used to hearing it and realize that it's fine. Like, lots of people can tell you no as long as
just a few people tell you yes, you know. And I think this work is a search for allies. And so I would just trust your convictions and look for the few allies that you need and then grow from there.
What does football and homelessness have in common? Mel Young. He founded Homeless World Cup, an international football tournament that uses football to end homelessness.
My name is Mel Young, and I'm president of the Homeless World Cup. Homeless World Cup is an organization which involves homeless people all around the world. We work in 80 countries, and basically we take homeless people from the street, get them involved in playing football, and as a result, their lives change. And so they get into jobs, they get into houses, they go to college and become football coaches. And then once a year we have an annual competition where the players come and represent their country somewhere in the world. So last year was in Paris, this year it's in Mexico. I think this is the title of the conference this year is absolutely spot on, absolutely correct, because, you know, the world has some crisis, the real challenges around the place. You have a situation where the rich continue to get rich, the poor get poorer. In the area I'm working, more and more people are becoming homeless, and this isn't sustainable. And so there's a challenge on how we create a world which is sustainable environmentally and socially, and at the same time there's a spirit of innovation and enterprise so that we can come up with new ideas and new thinking. Well, I'd really like, because my own view is that we need to create a new paradigm here in the world of the business. And you can see some things happening now. So corporate social responsibility has really moved on over the past 5 or 6 years. What do corporations look like? What's their role in the community? What's their role in the globe? How do governments sit together? And then where are the stakeholders in all of this? So this is a really fascinating discussion, but it's really beginning to move on. So what I would like to see at the end of this conference is something really constructive starting to emerge out of this, that people can understand and go, aha, this is what we need to be doing. I'm a social entrepreneur. I think social entrepreneurs have a key role in this because they can straddle, they understand business and they understand the social side or the environmental side, and they can bring these types of thinking and disciplines together into one. And I think, you know, the intercourse between CEOs potentially from corporations and social entrepreneurs is really potentially quite fascinating. So if we can get into that space, and I'm always driven by practical things, okay, we can have the debate, have academic debate, etc., which is really interesting, but, hey, what are we going to do afterwards? I mean, I think my mantra around the place, actually when I talk to a lot of young people, and I think this next generation is really good news, by the way, is do something. Do something. And you know, if even in the area I work in, United Nations say there's 1 billion homeless people. If I say that to you, your brain goes numb. Because what on earth can one human being do about 1 billion homeless people in the world? It's impossible. So you don't do anything. But actually, you can do something about one homeless person. So my view is, okay, let's take these baby steps. And if we all do it together, then you create the change. So my message to people is, let's be a bit more entrepreneurial, take a bit more risk around the place, let's be innovation, and then look at the impact that can create. And if we start that way, I think we create change. But I'm you know, I've done a lot of talks to students, business students, school kids, and I think they just get all of this stuff. You don't have to explain it to them. They simply go, no, we've got to have a better world. And we're thinking about ways in which we can make it better. So I'm very encouraged and optimistic.
And that's it for this week's edition of Inside the World Economic Forum. I'm Michelle Mishler.
And I'm Michael Hanley. Join us again next week.